Imagine coming home and seeing that your place is no longer livable. Not by fire, flood, or even a burglar, but by the police. That's what an East Charlotte family says happened to them 3 weeks ago. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department was looking for a man wanted on assault charges. Officers wrongly thought he was in the family's home. Now, as WFAE's Sarah D'Elia reports, the family is still trying to recover and get justice.
When Melinda London pulled into her neighborhood on July 11th, she quickly knew something was off. It was about 7:45 p.m., and police cars were lined up and down her street. Officers were focused on the house she had been renting for the past 7 months. She saw her son's car and called him.
"What's going on down there? You know, y'all okay?" So he said, "No, the cops at your house." "Why the cops at my house?"
Police were looking for a man named Trey McClendon, who had multiple outstanding violent felony warrants for his arrest, including 2 counts of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill and 1 count of assault with a deadly weapon inflicting serious injury. He was a known acquaintance to London's family, but did not live with them. Police believed he was inside London's home and had access to weapons. Responding officers said they heard voices from inside the home, which they say indicated McClendon was inside. London says she told officers no one was inside the house, but police would not listen.
"I said, here, you can have my keys. I'm giving you permission to go to the door. I said, if you want, let me go and get on the bullhorn. If you think somebody's in there, I'll call them out."
She says police told the family to wait up the street away from the house. She wouldn't be allowed back into her home until roughly 7 hours later, around 4 a.m. Police didn't find McClendon, but officers left their mark. There was damage to the roof and ceiling. The house reeked of tear gas. Standing outside the house several weeks later, London's daughter, Ebony Gunter, points to the parts of the roof still tarped off.
It's also another hole in the ceiling, like in the beer room coming down, which will cause raccoons, squirrels, and all that stuff to come into the house. This part of the wall is somewhat detached from the foundation, the back foundation. It's just, you can't be safe in living here.
And London says there was damage to clothes, furniture, and other personal belongings. London says she had to toss a lot of her clothes. She says the chemical agents police sprayed made them unwearable. The smell hung in the home for the next few days as the family worked to clear out her belongings.
"I couldn't go in there. I had to sit out here, and I sat on the other side of the tree, and I still could smell it coming out the house. It would go in, grab something, like, I gotta take a break. You know, it's burning my eye. We had to get gallons of milk to pour over people
on their face,
and it was like, just like that."
And then there's the mental pain caused. London has trouble sleeping at night. She had to take time off of work to deal with the logistics of moving out suddenly. Gunter says what happened to her mother is a form of police brutality.
"So many times we see it on the news and we think, oh, that can't happen to us. And then it happens to our family. It continues to happen to people that look like us, brown-skinned black people. If this was in Ballantyne, if this same situation was in Ballantyne, we wouldn't even be standing here."
The family is still feeling many emotions several weeks later, anger, frustration, and fear. While some officers were helpful, London says others were not only unsympathetic, but also dismissive.
"Y'all left empty-handed and laughing at us. Yeah, one of the cops even did like this to one of my son's friends, like, you're a crybaby."
London brings her hands up to her eyes to show the exaggerated motion. Her daughter, Ebony Gunter, jumps in.
"It's like, are you taunting us? At the end of the day, I know you officer, you got a badge, but we human. We are people. You can put a badge, take a badge off or put your gun down. We are, you know, humans at the end of the day. Why is that necessary? Is that a part of your job description?"
And the family's also confused, because before this incident on July 11th, Gunter points out, CMPD came to her mother's home on July 9th, looking for Trey McClendon.
"Oh, you came in, you did your job. Everybody went back to normal. Why couldn't we do the same thing on Saturday? What was so different between Thursday and Saturday?"
She says the family let police search the house without incident. CMPD confirmed the family offered access to the police on July 9th. Now the family is displaced. London is staying with her daughter. Ebony Gunter says the family unit is in a constant state of flux, trying to figure out where people can stay and for how long.
"Who's going to live with who? Is this long-term? Is this a short-term thing? Is how are we going to make concessions for everybody to be comfortable? Because everybody was comfortable until CMPD disrupted our lives. And so now we got to pick up the pieces." It saddens me that no one has yet been held accountable or even reached out to to say anything to my mother.
In a press release on July 16th, CMPD said,
the CMPD extended an offer of alternate living accommodations to the residents who declined.
A follow-up press release was sent July 17th when Trey McClendon was arrested without incident on Rockmore Ridge Road, about 4 miles away from Andorra Drive, where London lived.
The renters of the residence have declined assistance from the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department and have found alternate living arrangements while repairs are made.
WFAE asked CMPD what specific accommodations were offered. In an email, police said,
hotel accommodations were coordinated and offered to the mother of the family. She declined CMPD's offer for the accommodations.
Both Melinda London and Ebony Gunter say no accommodations were offered.
CMPD hasn't reached out to me, you know, to ask how could they help. They lied about offering housing. We never got that. I had a whole house. I had a king-size bed. I had 4 bedrooms. I'm sleeping on somebody's sofa. That's not fair to me. Because when you left, you ain't even with a soul. Except for the ones that came here and tore this house up.
Even if a hotel was offered, the family's attorney, Dominique Cam, says, that's not the same thing as permanent housing and providing funds to replace belongings.
So it wasn't just they got this wrong. It was the way they got this wrong. And the way that they're saying, well, we offer some concessions for a hotel. Well, hotel for how many? And how many people?
CMPD pointed out in a press release that Trey McClendon had previously been arrested at the home in January of 2020.
Saying that's what we're trying to lean them and push on. That, hey, this guy's been over here. I was still having the mailman and the FedEx man. That doesn't mean that they live there and are hiding out and barricading themselves in there.
Cam says police made that point to justify their actions. Cam said he reached out to CMPD's attorney but has yet to hear back. Even if the house was habitable, which Cam questions, the family no longer feels safe there.
I made it a home, not just a house. It was a home for my family together. And I love this house, like, and to see it just look like this and for CMPD to come in and do what they did and then they don't want to be held accountable for it, it's hurting. I don't feel safe.
Mother and daughter are working together to try and figure out what next step should be for the family. Ebony Gunter called the office of Mayor Vi Lyles on or around July 20th to figure out what could be done about the damage and who her family should talk to. On August 3rd, a city employee confirmed Gunter's call had been received and that the mayor's office had been in touch with Gunter, also on August 3rd, and advised the family to file a claim with the city's risk management office. 3 weeks later, the family may be slowly starting to get some answers on how to pick up the pieces of their lives. Pieces they'll have to continue to figure out how to put back together, bit by bit. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.